So the learning today should be Eschus Ilan Nishma Sadir Chav Rechaim Olaz Ben Shem Shinari, and also Eschus for an Ilan Nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Rechaim Menachem and Zion. Should be Eschus for Fur Shleim of Chaim Ash Yeshua Ben Malka Chaim Dov Ben Rachel Chanalei Bashen De Rachel and Abadati Ben Peril, as well as Eschus for all those in the Makam Sakana Night Israel and those risking their lives to protect it. So we move on to the topic of Halicha, travel, page 577. As I mentioned, I forgot to finish the topic of Hillel a couple days ago. So I'm assigning homework from page 572 to 574 to read the end of praise. He just talks about where it is fitting to praise a person, and he makes a kav chomer that if you should praise a person who helps you, then certainly you should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now he's going to talk about the dangers of traveling. First, he's going to talk about the spiritual dangers of traveling. And this applies to vacation, this applies to going to the country, this applies to any type of travel that a person leaves his home base. So he says like this, Halicha yesh bar sur meira. He says, travel for purposes of leisure contains a pitfall that you have to be aware of, sur meira, to stay away from evil, al derech dechsiv, like the Pasuk says, Ashrei yo'ish, asher loy halach batzas rishayim, who did not walk in the eights of the rishayim. And he's teaching shaloy halach, literally, not just you didn't follow down their path, but literally you didn't walk to a place where there's eights of rishayim. Uchamaysha amru, shekesha hoylech, ledvar mitzvah schar psios yesh. Now, the Gemara in Saita tells us that when you walk to do a mitzvah, you get rewarded not just for the mitzvah, but for the steps that you took towards that mitzvah. You get rewarded for every step. For Amru, Shemikol Psio, Psio, Nivra, Malach Echad, every step you take to do a mitzvah, you get rewarded with a Malach. Gam Ezel Umazeh. So in the way that the world was created was every time that there's potential for Ruch, for an Aliyah, there's a potential for Yerida. And when there's Kedusha, there's also Tumah. So zel umazeh, if every step to a mitzvah, you're creating a malach for good, so then every step for an avera, you're creating a malach for bad. When you go for an avera, vidias hafalchem achasi, and from one thing you can understand the other, meaning if we understand that every step is a mitzvah towards a mitzvah, is creating a good malach, then every step towards an avera is creating a bad malach. V'ashrei mishu hu kali b'bayis, praiseworthy is a person who is locked up in his house. Miyoshe beis hamedrash, that means that he stays in the beis medrash. So it's more praiseworthy to stay in your home base where you're connected to a beis medrash rather than to go and look for it elsewhere. Ki halicha bein anoshim hi hachana lechatoim kacharish l'zrayim. He says traveling for needless purposes, just to circulate amongst people, to socialize, he says, is preparing a person for sin, just like plowing is a preparation for planting. The takeoff, and immediately, when you travel to spend time with people, not for purposes of learning Torah, it's as if your feet are placed in chains. Meaning, it's like you're caught in a bad situation. Paras reshes l'raglov, the Yetzirah is going to spread a net for your feet. And you return, when you return, you're going to be carrying with you not just your luggage, but you're going to be carrying with you all the averus and all the intentional rebellious sins that the Yetzirah enticed you to commit while you were away. So there's a warning here that whenever you leave home base, you are subjecting yourself to new Yetziraras, to new enticements, and especially if you're going with an intent of not to promote Torah, so you're not going to a place where there's going to be a Beis Medrash, and you are sort of putting yourself out there, so now you're really tempting the Yetzirah. V'nei ha-Yetzirah mayra t'lefayim, the Yetzirah is showing you its hooves, as if to claim that it's kosher, v'shiv and panim l'tayra sasheretz, and gives you 70 arguments to permit what is forbidden. And he tells you, it's better that you mingle with people so that you promotes peace, so that people don't think that Tamid Chachamim are above it all. So what he's saying is that it's very dangerous when you go out there, when you go out, and he's talking, like I said, anytime you're leaving home base, vacation, or even if you're going for business, you have to be careful, because what the Yetzirah does is the Yetzirah is like the pig. The pig shows you with split hooves, and he claims that he has split hooves, he's kosher, and that therefore he's kosher on the inside, even though we know that he doesn't chew its cud. So the Yetzirah is the same thing. The Yetzirah is going to try to tell you, yeah, you have to go on this trip. yeah, once you're on the trip, yeah, you have to go and make this appointment or go to this place. It's Mishum Darkei Shalom or it's Hishtadlus. He gives you 70 arguments here why something that's really Aser is Mutter. And he even argues and says, you know, you can't sit in the Beis Medrash all day and bury your head in the sand. You have to go out there. Now, there is truth to some of these arguments, but you have to weigh it and you have to know when the Yetzer Hara is it when it's coming from the Yetzer Tova, when it's coming from the Yetzer Hara. And a lot of times we fool ourselves into thinking, don't worry, I can go to that place. Don't worry, what's the worst that's going to happen? So I'll see a few things I shouldn't see. So I'll spend time doing something I shouldn't be doing. And really, we think that it's yeah, I need to be a well-rounded person, or I need a break, or you know, what am I going to do? Sit in the Beis Medrash all day? I'm going to look like a Baal Gaiva if I don't go and socialize. These are all many times arguments of the Yetzer Hara. In truth, so he says, as a result, because you're going outside of the spring, meaning outside of the Beis Medrash, ain of techazena, your eyes will see v'yedas makos aretz, and you make yourself aware of the faults of the land. So that you can make safeguards for others. He says, right, these are all arguments to the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara says, oh, you need to be a well-rounded person, right? How else are you going to know what your kids could get into? You have to go to these websites and check them out yourself. Otherwise, how are you going to know to protect your kids? You have to go to Vegas and see what's doing in Vegas. Otherwise, when your kids tell you they want to go to Vegas for vacation, how else are you going to know whether it's appropriate for them? Right? These are all the arguments, these types of arguments that are being used. And he says, you know, sometimes there really is something good that'll come out of it. Right? I'll speak words of Musar, and you'll help your friend do better. But a God-fearing person will not listen to the Yetzer Hara. Instead, his feet will bring him to the Beis Medrash. Because he says, the Safek cannot take you out of a vadai. Basically, here's what he's saying. He's saying, what is the potential? So you go, let's say Yetzer tells you know, you got to go out there. You got to be out there. There's a kirov opportunity. You should go to, I don't know, let's just say you're going to go to Kansas City. There's a kirov opportunity. Shouldn't pass it up. And that's where you belong. That's where you should go. And you say to yourself, well, the Yetzer Hara, well, you don't know it's the Yetzer Hara, but you say to yourself, sounds like it's a good point. I really got to get out there. Yeah, I just had a vacation, but you know what? I could probably use another vacation. And I'll be doing Kirov. And who knows, maybe I'm the reason why someone is going to come back on the Derech, and I'm going to have the scar for all those generations. Let's say you get that type of argument. So his point back is that you have a suffix that maybe going there is the right thing to do. But you have a vaday that staying home and learning in the Beis Medrash is definitely something good. So the suffix should not be moitzi midei vaday. If your place belongs at home, then you belong at home. Now, again, I'm not telling you here not to go to the country. I'm not telling you not to go on vacation. We all need vacations. The point is that it has to be weighed properly. Do you really need it? Do you really need to go away for that long? Do you really need to go to that place? Is that the only place you could go on vacation? So these are all questions that should be weighed, and obviously, you have a rav, you talk to the rav about what's appropriate for you. Some people need more vacation time than others. But the point is that don't trust the arguments that you make on your own because you're a negeh bedavar. And most of the time, the arguments that seem like they're good arguments are really coming from the side of the Yetzer Hara. That's really the one takeaway that you should take from this, is don't cancel your plans for Shavuos. Okay, that's not what I'm telling you to do. What I'm telling you to do is that you have a rav. And you have to recognize a lot of the arguments that go on in our heads are really coming from the Yetzer Hara, who's dressing himself up like the pig to try to present himself like he's really the Yetzer Tov. Okay, let's finish this point. He says, "Umashu mafsid." And also, you have to, part of the calculation is not just the suffik and the vaday here, but also how much you stand to lose by seeing things you shouldn't be seeing, and by committing averis that you otherwise wouldn't be able to commit. Against the schar, right? So again, going to my example of Kansas City. So there's potential there to do things that are not appropriate. And you have to weigh that against the potential suffix. Maybe, you know, I'll have this opportunity to do kirov, to do a mitzvah. A person who fears Hashem b'mitzvosav, and he desires his mitzvahs greatly, Hashem will bring about merit through him, even if he's secluded in the house. So you have someone like the Gra, who stayed home and learned all day, or stayed in the Beis Medrash and learned all day. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about tzchusim through him. Why? Because he's locked up in the house. Okay, but Magagal and tzchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings opportunities. So you can have someone like a Reb Chaim who sat in his house learning all day and yet had all this opportunity for chesed and for brachas and to be Magagal and tzchusim for other people because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it his way. V'chol sakana. Know that every path has a sakana. Ve'in roi la'adam lelech ba'asar d'shchiyach hazeka filid var mitzvah. And a person shouldn't go where there's a likelihood of harm, even to perform a mitzvah. So don't go to a place where people get injured. Don't put yourself in that situation. So you know he's talking about maybe someone wants to do chesed, but he decides, you know what? I'm going to go into Gaza and I'm going to do chesed in Gaza. You have no right to put yourself in danger because you decided, well, I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm going to do chesed and I'm going to go in blindly. And I'm not going to go in with any guards. I don't need a guard. It's fine. I'll drive there myself. And then what's going to happen already? You have no right to do that. And if that's what they said about physical harm, how much more so you have to be careful with regard to spiritual harm.